daf is Rosh Hashanah daf Chav Dalid. We left off on the bottom of daf Chav Gimel and Beis. We just finished the Mishnah on Chav Gimel and Beis. Today we are going to discuss various issues of stiros in the Eidos of Kiddush HaChodesh. If two Eidim say slightly different things, when we assume that we cannot accept them, when we assume that we can accept them, then the Gemara is going to talk about how clearly the moon has to be seen in order for the Eidos to be valid. The Mishnah in the middle of the Amud Aleph is going to discuss the process of dealing with Kiddush HaChodesh and of declaring the month Mekudash. And we're going to have four different opinions of when the declaration is necessary, when the declaration is not necessary. Where Chodesh Malei, Chodesh Chaser, is it necessary for both, for neither, for one and not the other? Four different opinions. On the bottom of Amud Aleph, the Mishnah is going to tell us that Rabbi Gamliel used to have various suros, he had models of the moon in order to show the Edim, and that's going to lead us into the whole rest of the daf. Is going to deal with the sugya of whether one is allowed to have models of various things, of moons, of suns, of stars, of people, of things from the Beis Hamikdash, the Shulchan, the Menorah, and all of those types of things. Abaye is going to have three different attempts where he tries to limit the Isser to have these things, and then we're going to have three explanations ultimately at the end of the Gemara as to how Rabbi Gamliel was allowed to maintain such images, how he was allowed to keep such things around, if after all it seems like it's a blatant Isser. But let's pick up now from right after the Mishnah. We read the Mishnah yesterday, so right after the Mishnah on Chav Gimel and Beis, the Mishnah had told us that we are bodek the Eidim by asking a series of questions. Included in the questions that we asked them was, where did the moon appear? Did it appear lefnei achama, or did it appear li achar achama? Did it appear to the tzafon, or did it appear to the darom? So frak the Gemara, hainu lefnei achama, hainu l'tzfona, hainu l'achar achama, hainu l'droma. Those two questions sound like they mean exactly the same thing. Lefnei achama would mean to the north of the sun. L'achar achama would mean to the south of the sun. Some rabbi The question of Nechama L'Achar Achama was not whether it was to the north or the south of the sun, which side of the sun it was on. It was whether the crescent of the moon faced toward the sun or the crescent of the moon faced away from the sun. Im Amar Lifnei Achama Lo Amar Klum. If they said that the crescent of the moon faced toward the sun, then we know that they are, what they're saying is nonsense, that what they're saying is worthless, because that's an impossibility. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, my dechsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says Hamshel v'fachad imo osa shalom bimromav me'olam lo ra'as achama pigimasa shalavana v'lo pigimasa shalkashas? The sun never faces the pigima of the levana, the missing part of the levana, nor the missing part of a rainbow, meaning it never faces the inside of the crescent of the moon, nor the inside of the rainbow. Why not? Pigimasa shalavana dechol shadaita. It's not going to face the inside of the moon, because then it will be chol shadaita. Then it would be very upsetting to the pashupshad is to the moon. The moon is going to have a chalisha sadas, that the chama is roa pegimasa after the moon was minimized to accommodate the sun, so it's going to be embarrassing for the moon that the sun is able to see its chisaron. Others say that chol shadaita shel chama, that the levana is turning its back on the moon, so to speak, that if the inside of the crescent is facing the sun, so that's the pegima is facing the sun, so it's as if it's humiliating the sun. This isn't the reason that the chama doesn't face the pegimasa shalavana. That we know the reason is because it's not shayach and mitzius, that it's just impossible that the light of the moon is a reflection of the light of the sun, so it doesn't make sense that the side of the moon that's lit up is going to be the side of the moon that's further away from the sun. But this is an explanation as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dafka made it this way so that it wouldn't be chalisha sadas for the moon or the sun. Pegimasa shel keshes, then the reason that it can't see the inside or the pegima of the rainbow is zolem rov de'achama giri kamishadya. So of the Acham, the people who worship the sun shouldn't say that the rainbow is like a bow that's used as a bow and arrow to shoot arrows at us. So they shouldn't attribute these kinds of powers to the sun. So that's why it always faces the other way. Says Tosfos Bilavana Ein Lachushim Ra Pegimas Hakeshes Dein Keshes El Biyom. We're not worried about the moon seeing the Pegimas Hakeshes. Meaning, why don't we have such a rule that the moon should not face face the inside of a rainbow either, because people who worship the moon will then say that the moon is shooting arrows at us. Well, Tosfos says we're not worried about that, because you can only see a rainbow during the daytime. And the moon is not so powerful during the daytime. It's whatever light it gives is like a candle in a well-lit room where it doesn't do anything. At that time, those who worship the moon are not going to say that the moon in its weakest state, when it's not really doing anything, is shooting arrows at us. In their, if you're Yorid, the Sov Daitam of those people who worship the moon, they would only show that the moon is flexing its muscles, so to speak, when the moon is actually strong, when the moon is actually necessary. They wouldn't say such a thing when it's broad daylight. Okay, Kama Yagvoa Olayinu Yenota. Some of the questions that they would ask was how high up did the moon appear, and where, what way did it tilt in the sky? So Tanachad L'Tzvona Dvarav Kayamin L'Drom Elomer Klum. We have one brisa that says that if they tell us that it was on the northern side of the sky, then we accept them. If they say it was on the southern side of the sky, then we know that they're lying. V'Tanya Ipcha, but we have a brisa that says the other way, that L'Drom Dvarav Kayamin L'Tzvona Elomer Klum. That if they say it was on the southern side of the sky, then they're telling the truth. If they say that it was on the northern side of the sky, we know that they're lying. So which is it? Does the moon appear on the northern side of the sky or the southern part of the sky? Answer the Gemara, Lo Kasha, Kan B'Yemos HaChama, Kan B'Yemos HaGeshamim. It depends on the time of the year. Sometimes the moon will take a path that will go a little bit north of due west, and sometimes it will take a path that will go a little bit south of due west. And that's, so depending on the time of the year. Basin was very familiar with where the moon should be at that time of year, and they were therefore able to be Bodek Yedim in that way, because if the Yedim would say something that's scientifically untrue, they would know that those Yedim are not reliable Yedim. Tan Rabbanu, Echad Omer Gavoa Beis Mardos, Echad Omer Gimel Edusim Kayemes. Let's say when they say how high in the sky did the moon appear, one of them says that one of the Yedim says that it appeared two stories high, and the other one said it appeared three stories high. So the halacha is we can accept that Edus. That's not called the Stira in the Edus. But Echad Omer Gimel, Echad Omer Hey Edusim Betela. But if one said three and one said five, then that's way off, and then their Edus is batel. So the Achronim asked the Kasha, but if one says two, one says three, that's okay, because we assume that a person can make a mistake by one. They could be one off. Well, if a person could be one off, then one says three, one says five, maybe it was really four, and each of them are only one off, so how do you know, why is it that it's Edus and Betela? So the simple answer that some of the Achronim suggest is that the reason in the Sfasem says this way is that they can't be one off. We assume that people could be up to a half off. And that's why if one says two, one says three, we assume it was really two and a half, and they were both a half off. But if one says three, one says five, then they're both off by one, and that's way too much of a discrepancy that we're not going to assume people make such a mistake. The other teretz that the Achronim Gedolei Tori Evin points out is that we're willing to be told a mistake in one aid, but we're not willing to be told a mistake in two aid. And this, you have a similar concept. Tosa says this in Maseches Pesachim, Daf Yud Beis, when in the Gemara talks about the making a mistake in terms of the hours of the day. That the Gemara over there says a person wouldn't make a mistake between before Chatzos and after Chatzos, because that's something that's very obvious in terms of the sun, but in terms of between the third hour and the fifth hour, it's machlokas whether Edom would make such a mistake. So Tosus has a similar idea, that we're willing to be told that even just a minor mistake in one aid, but to assume that two Edom came and they both happened to make a mistake in the same Edos, that we're not going to assume. Those are the two basic ways of dealing with the difference between a discrepancy of one and a discrepancy of two. Aval mitstar from Eidus Acheres. Even if we don't accept this Eidus, we are mitstarif them for another Eidus, meaning one Eid said three, one Eid said five, we reject this Eidus, but they can be used for other Eiduyos. So Tosus points out that this is really seems like it's subject to a major machlokes in Maseches Shavuos, comes up in Maseches Bava Metzia as well, where the Gemara discusses, what if you have shtei kitei Eidim ha-machisho zu azu? You have two sets of witnesses that contradict each other. So Reuven and Shimon come into Beis Din and they say one thing, Levi and Yehuda come and say something else. So they contradict each other. We obviously don't know what to do in that case. We have to throw out the Edus. But do we assume that each set of Edim is pasul, or do we assume that each set of Edim is kosher? So one opinion is Zuba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida v'zuba b'fnei atzmo mi'ida. Each set of Edim could be kosher, so each one can be ba b'fnei atzmo, can come of their own and testify in future cases. But the other opinion says no. Bahadi sadi shakri lamali. Why do we need to get involved with people who potentially are liars? We know two out of these four Edim are definitely liars, we should disqualify all of them for all future Eduyos. So Frektosos, if you assume Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, what's going on in our Gemara? You have one guy that says three, one guy that says five, it's Edis Machisho Zuazu, they contradict each other, so we should throw them out of court and we should never accept them for any Edus. What do you mean we can be mistarif them la Edus Acheres? So Tosos points out that if you look at Rashi carefully over here, the way Rashi seems to say it is that we're not mitzarif them for another Eidos about another issue entirely. No, what it means mitzarif from Eidos Acheres is if we find another aid who says like one of them, we're mitzarif that other aid with the one aid who, let's say, one says three, one says five. We find another aid who says three, so we're mitzarif that other aid together with the aid who originally said three, and now it's echad b'makom shnayim. You have one aid that said one thing and two aidim that agree on something else, so the two aidim are correct. That's what it means mitzarif leidus acharis. It's not a different aidus entirely. It's a different aidus in that it's now a new group of aidim because these aidim who came together are split apart from each other. That's how Rashi says you have to say over here, because otherwise it wouldn't make sense according to the Shita that Bahadi Sadi Shakri Lamali, why would we allow this Eidos? Tan Rabbanan, back in the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, we have Braisa. Re'inu b'mayim, re'inu b'ashashis, re'inu b'avim, ein me'idin alav. If the Eidim say, we saw the new moon, but we saw it in a reflection in the water, or we saw it through a glass, or we saw it in the clouds, through the clouds, they cannot be made on the new moon. Chetzio b'mayim, chetzio b'avim, they say we only saw half of the moon's reflection in the water, or only half of the moon through the clouds, or only half of the moon through a glass. Ain mi idin love, they cannot testify about it. So, frankly, Mar, isn't that obvious? Hasha kula amritlo chetio mi bayi. You just tell me if they saw the whole moon through the clouds, they're not allowed to testify about it. So, if they saw half of the moon through the clouds, of course they're not allowed to testify about it. So, second, elahachi kamar chetio b'mayim chetio berkia, or chetio ba'avim chetio berkia, or chetio ba'ashashes chetio berkia. Ain mi idin doesn't mean that they only saw half of a reflection of the moon in the water. It means that they saw half of the moon's reflection in the water, and then they looked up in the sky and saw the other half. Or they saw half of the moon behind the clouds, and the other half not behind the clouds. So they actually did see half of the moon clearly. Still, that's not good enough. They need to see the entire moon as clearly without any reflections, without seeing it through anything else. So that is the chiddush of saying about chetzi, of saying about seeing half of it. There is a major machlokas haposkim, machlokas achronim, what it means reinu ba'shashis, that we saw it in the glass. Does that mean that we saw it through a glass, or does that mean we saw it in a mirror, in a reflection in the mirror? The Shvos Yaakov in the Tshuva in Chelgal Simon Kuf Chavav discusses by the halacha is that by chalitza the dayanim cannot be blind. You can't have a blind dayan. The dayan has to be able to see the entire chalitza. Shvos Yaakov is dan over there whether a dayan who only sees with glasses is considered a summa for chalitza or not. Can he serve as a dayan for chalitza? And he brings a raya that derech suchuchis is not considered re'ia because you see ba'ashashis that you're seeing through a window, you're seeing through a glass, that's not called seeing something. So it shouldn't work for chalitza as well. And he brings the tshuvas Dvar Shmuel that's quoted in Birka Yosef that learns from our sugya about Kiddush Levana, that if you see Kiddush Levana if you see the moon through a window, they shouldn't be able to make Kiddush Levana, or maybe even through eyeglasses. If a person wears glasses, they shouldn't be able to see Kiddush Levana. But the Shvos Yaakov rejects this and he says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. What the Gemara means is that you see it in a mirror, that you don't actually see the moon, you see a reflection. If you happen to see it through a glass, that's still called that you see it. This is a major discussion in Poskim about a whole bunch of different topics. They discuss seeing an old person walk by through a glass, whether you have a mitzvah of Darta Pnei Zakein. They discuss whether Kriyas HaTorah could be fulfilled if you see the Torah through a glass. They discuss by using for Havdalah an electric bulb for Havdalah. One of the issues is that even though it may be an Eish, it may be a real fire, but you only see it through a glass, so maybe that's not called that you're really seeing the fire. All of this discussion is all revolves around this one fundamental chiluk in how to understand the Gemara, one fundamental chakira. Does ashashis mean that you see it through the glass? Does it mean that you see it In a reflection, Rav Vadya in the Tshuvin Yechav Adas has a discussion about if you see something on television, whether that's an Isra of Re'iyah or counts as Re'iyah for a number of halachos. He specifically speaks about making brachos in front of a television that has, as rare as it may be, sometimes they have things on television that are little pizza sticks, so sometimes they'll have some woman that's not dressed 100% properly on television, so can you make a bracha in front of such an image? So he discusses that this issue is it if it's about seeing through that it's called seeing. If we make this chiluk that when you see through a glass, it's still called that you're seeing it. So you're not really seeing through the glass, seeing the person. You're seeing a reflection. It's more like a mirror kind of seeing, which is not called seeing anything. So he says, okay, maybe that's not called seeing. So if you close your eyes, it's not considered that you're in a room with erva, but it's still a violation of hirhur. Person could still have hirhurin if he sees something. There's a multi-billion-dollar industry probably that tells us that people still have hirurim when they see things, even with a reflection, even if it's not directly seeing it through the glass. So he says there's tzvei dinim in the Yisra of saying brachos. One is that you're not allowed to say in the presence of erva. So he says that you don't have the presence of erva, but you're also not allowed to say when you have hirurim, when you have something that's gonna cause hirurim. So he says that you still have when you see through the television. He says, and how do I know that a person could have hirurim when they see something through a reflection? What do you mean? How do we know? It's, of course you could say, but he says, I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara Maseches Nedarim and the Gemara Maseches Nazir in Yom Kippur, yesterday's parsha is Nazir. The Gemara Maseches Nazir says that there was one story of a Nazir who had to be Megaleach on his Nazirus, and the Kohen Gadol said to him, "What made you decide to become a Nazir?" And he tells the story that he was being Roet Son Aviv or something, and he went down to the water and he saw his reflection in the water, and he felt the sense of Gaiva that he looked so beautiful, and he says, "I'm going to be a Galeach l'Shemayim. I'm going to take all my hair and I'm going to shave it l'kvot Shemayim." And so the Kohen Gadol blessed him that there should be harbe that Kain Yirba Nozre Nazirus be Yisrael, that there should be so many Nozre Nazirus be Yisrael. But you see that he was so mispal from the way he looked in a reflection. So you see, sometimes a person could be mispal from a reflection as well. So that's how you know that a person could have Yehurim from a reflection. Okay, that's one of the ways you know. So Tanur Rabbanan, we have a Braisa as follows. Says the Braisa, Re'inu v'shuv lo re'inu, ein mi'idin alav. They say that we saw the moon, and then they say, and we didn't see the moon, so you can't testify. And if they saw it and then they went back and they couldn't find it again, they can't testify. So frankly, what? Kalhachi chazul avazi? They have to see it the whole time? They have to keep their eye on it the entire time they're walking to Beis Din and have their eye on it the entire rest of the night? So Amar Abaye hachi kama, reinu meilenu, vishavnu lirosu midaatenu, velo reinuhu, ein midin alav. No, what it means to say is, if they said, we saw the moon, and then we just happened to catch it out of the corner of our eye, and then we went to look at it, and when we went to look, it wasn't there, so they can't be made on it. My time, or why not? Emor kuvisa di'iva ba'almahu dechazi. We assume they didn't really see the moon. We assume that they saw a cloud that was shaped like the moon, a piece of a cloud or whatever that's shaped like a moon. Sometimes in daytime, when you see that, you're not sure if it's the moon or it's a cloud that's just a piece of a cloud that's shaped similar to the moon. So that's what the Rambam paskens in Kiddush HaChodesh Parak Beis Halacha Vav. If the Edom say ra'inu below kavama, that we saw it without trying to see it, and then once we were niskaving liros, we didn't see it, so it's not a valid edus, because we assume that it may have been clouds. But the Minchas Chinuch points out in Mitzvah Dalet, Sivkat and Zayin, that that's only if they went back and tried to see it bekavana. Let's say they never went back and tried to see it bekavana, but they saw it. They happened to have seen it, glanced at it through the corner out of the corner of their eye, but they never went back to look to make sure it was actually there. Says Minchas Chinuch, then they can testify. It's only when you have the reyusa of going back to find it and not seeing it when they went back to find it that it's going to be a problem. But there's no din that you need kavana b'ri'iyas halavana. There's no din that it's in order to have seen the moon, you need to have kavana to see the moon. There's no such halacha. If they happen to see it, so they could testify, as long as they don't have the reyusa that they went back to find it again and couldn't find it the second time. Okay, says the Mishnah.
What does the reyusa do then?
It tells us that they didn't really see it, meaning that they probably didn't really see it the first time. See, we don't have any reason. If we don't have any reason to assume that their eyes were playing tricks on them, so we don't assume their eyes are playing tricks on them. But once we're given a reason to assume that their eyes were playing tricks on them, so then we have to be choshish that that's what actually happened. So they couldn't find it later. That's what we assume, that their eyes were playing tricks on them. So it says the Mishnah, Rosh Bezin Omer Mekudash. So the way they would declare the new month is that the Rosh Bezin would say Mekudash V'kala Amonachrav Mekudash Mekudash. And everyone would respond, Mekudash, Mekudash. Now we're going to have four different shittos, two in the Mishnah and two later on in the Gemara, as to which months they had to declare Mekudash. Bein shenir bizmanu, bein shalonir bizmanu mekachin oso. First opinion is Tanakama, whether it's a 29-day month or a 30-day month, we always declare it mekudesh. Rabbi Elazar ben Tzaddik omer, im lo nir bizmanu ein mekachin oso, shekvar kichu shamayim. He says, well, if it's a 29-day month, you need to be mekadesh it, but otherwise, it's mekvar kichu shamayim. It happens on its own. The month isn't going to have 31 days. There are only 29 or 30 days in a Jewish month, so it's going to happen on its own. It's unnecessary to declare mekudesh. The Meiri and the Ran, Rabbeinu Yonah, all the Rishonim say that on day 31, you don't need Kiddush Beis Din because Me'elav is Neskadesh. And that's what it means, Kiddushu Shemayim, that Beis Din does not need to be Mekadesh at all because it's already Kiddushu Beis Din Shalmaila, the Lashon of Rashi and Mesech Sanhedrin. The Ramban, however, in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Kufn and Zayin, says that Kiddush HaChodesh is not Ma'akev in any month. The Chum only need to say Mekudesh Mekudesh because it's a mitzvah of Farseim Hadavar. So calls man that there's a skama that Das Beis Din is that this chodesh can be malay or chaser, so it's a shartikru osam, and they should declare mekudesh mekudesh. That's part of what they should do. The sheet of Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is that you don't have to say, you don't need kiddush at all bein bezmano bein shelo bezmano, and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik holds that you don't need kiddush b'shelo bezmano, and therefore that's therefore the raya that kiddush is not ma'akev, the fact that you don't need to do it shelo bezmano. I mean, it's always recommended, but bezmano is the only time that Beis Din is required to do it. So Minchas Chinuch is mochiach from the Ramban that there are two inyanim of Kiddush HaChodesh. There's the din on the Beis Din to be makabel the Eidos HaChodesh and to be kovea the new month based on the Eidos, and that's learned from Kazera Eva Kadesh to be kovea the Chodesh on the Rosh Chodesh on day 30 or on day 31, that Beis Din has to figure it out based on Eidim. Then there's a second din, a mitzvah to say Mekudash Mekudash, and that's from the Pasuk Tikru'u Osam. So in the first din, there's no chilik whether it's near Bizmano or not near Bizmano. You always need to be Mekabel Edim and figure out what the status is and be Kover Rosh Chodesh on day 30 or day 31. But it's only in the second din, in the mitzvah of saying Mekudash Mekudash, that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik says that it's only Bizmano that you have such a mitzvah to say it and not Shalom Bizmano. So Rosh Beis Din Minanim, how do we know the Rosh Beis Din has to declare Mekudash? Amr Rabbi Chiyah Bargamda, Amr Rabbi Yosef Min Shal, Amr Rabbi, Amr Kra, Vaidaber Moshe Esmoade Hashem. Mikant Rosh Beis Din, Amr Mekudash. See, Moshe played a lead role in this, so you see that the Rosh Beis Din has to say Mekudash. V'kol Amr Nachrav Mekudash Mekudash, and then everyone responds Mekudash Mekudash. Minalan, how do we know that? Amr Papa, Amr Kra, Shetikrosam, Kari Bei Atem. Says Shetikrosam, but we could read it Atem. So if Nachmer Yitzchok Amr Elehim Moadai, Heim Yomru Moadai. Elehim Moadai means that they should say Moadai, that people should declare Mekudash Mekudash. But that only tells us that people should be involved, that everyone there should say Mekudash. How do I know they should say it twice? Mekudash Mekudash Trei Zimni Lamini. Where do we see that you have to say Mekudash twice? Dechsiv Mikra'e Kodesh in the plural. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik Omer Imlo Nir Bizmano Ein Mekadshin Oso. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik says, no, a 30-day month we're Mekadesh. 31-day month we're not Mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. So Tanya, now we have a third opinion. Plima Omer Bizmano Ein Mekadshin Oso Shalo Bizmano Mekadshin Oso. When it's a 29-day month, they don't need to be Mekadesh day 30 as Rosh Chodesh, because that's the natural order of things. For to have a Chodesh Malay, that's an unusual thing. That's outside of the natural order. That's when you need to actually be Mekadesh. I'm not really clear on why that's the assumption. That does seem to be the assumption in many places in the Gemara, that a 29-day month is the normal month, and a 30-day month, that's beyond. That's if half the months are 29 days and half the months are 30 days, so it's like people always say, Pesach is early this year, Pesach is late this year. It's never early, it's never late. It falls within a certain range, and sometimes it's, there's no, so that's when it's supposed to happen. So sometimes it's either Malay or Chaser. It's not like there's an in-between. So it's either going to be Malay or it's going to be Chaser. So I'm not really sure why that's the assumption, but that seems to be the assumption. That 29-day month is the normal month, 30-day month is the unusual one, and that's the one that needs to be declared. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Omer Bein Kach Bein Kach in Mekadshin Oso. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon says, either way, you're not Mekadesh the month. Shenemar v'kidashtem eshenas ha-chamishim. Shanemat ha-mekadesh v'yat ha-mekadesh chadash. And the Torah specifically says we are Mekadesh the 50th year as Yovel, and we learn from there that we're Mekadesh years, we're not Mekadesh months. Amar v'dom r'shmal, alach rav lezer rav tzadik, alach azak rav lezer rav tzadik. Amar v'ayi afen anami tanidas. Abayi says we learned the following in Rebraisa. Ru'u bezin v'kol Yisrael nechkru ha-edim v'lo espiku lomar mekudesh ad shechashecha harezim u'ubar. If everyone saw the new moon, and then they're checking out the Edim and they're doing all the the due process until it's already too late, it's already the next day, so now it becomes mu'ubar, even though everyone saw the new moon the previous day. Mu'ubar in mekudash lo. Sounds like, yeah, it's mu'ubar, but there's no mekudash, you're not mekadish it. So it says, no, mu'ubar it's tzrichalei. Certainly, you have to be mekadish it as well, but the chiddush is that it's mu'ubar. Salkadai t'chamino, hol v'ru, beizim kol yisrael, yiparsim of l'l'brua, kamash milan. I might have thought that since everyone knew it was really a 29-day month, the moon showed up on time, so you would think that, yeah, we'll be mekadish it, but we're not going to be ma'abrit, meaning we'll declare kiddush on day 31, but really we're going to cheshbin the first day of the month, counting from day 30, because we know when it actually happened. So that's why it has to tell me, no, yeah, it's me'ubar, that the month actually becomes a 30-day month, and Rosh Chodesh is actually on day 31. So now the Mishnah and the rest of the daf is going to talk about the images that Rabbi Gamliel had. Rabbi Gamliel had in his attic various models and images on his wall and models of the moon that he was shebehen maris hadiotas, that he would show the edim who didn't know any better, didn't know how to describe things. He would show them to zvomer hakazeh risa kazeh, and he would say, "Did you see something look like this? Did you see something look like this?" And that way they would be able to give a more clear testimony as to what they saw. So frek the Gemara. Umi shari, is this permissible to do? Vaksiv lo sasaniti lo sasun kedmus shamashai. You're not allowed to make models of the sun and the moon and the stars and things like that. How is he allowed to do it? It's in the Siddur Raisa. How is Rav Gamliel allowed to have such things? So Abayi is going to have three suggested limitations on this issur. First suggested limitation is Amar Abayi lo asra Torah ela shamashin she'efshar lasos kamosan. That the only thing the Torah asks is to make something that's in the image of something that human beings can actually make. Meaning, to make an image of the sun is not a problem because we can't make an actual sun. We can't make actual stars. But things that we could make, so to make a replica of something that we actually could make, that's problematic. Kid Tanya, like the Brisa says, what kinds of things can we not do? Lo yasa adam bayis tavnis heichel. A person for a shtick decides he wants to build this house to be exactly like the Beis HaMikdash. So that's no good. You're not allowed to do that because human hands can make the Beis HaMikdash. Achsadra tavnis ulam or chatzer keneged azara, different parts of the Beis HaMikdash. Shulchan keneged shulchan, he's not allowed to make a shulchan that looks like the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash. Menorah keneged menorah, you're not allowed to make a menorah that looks like the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. What's Machon HaMikdash doing in Yerushalayim? They're building all these things. No, they have the menorah right by the. They're building everything exactly like it's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. So that their taina is they're not building an image like it's supposed to be in the Beis HaMikdash. They're actually building the kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. So if you're building the kelim, you're allowed to build kelim for the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to build your own kelim that are a replica of what would be in the Beis HaMikdash. Their time is when the Beis HaMikdash rebuilds, we're going to need these kelim, so now we have them ready. We're ready to go. We have the kelim that are necessary for the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the, but otherwise it would be us. You're not allowed to stop making an image of different things. Menorah, you're not allowed to make an image of a menorah, for example, menorah, keneged menorah. Aval osa shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. If you want to make a menorah, so you should make sure that it has five branches, six branches, eight branches, v'shel shiva lo yaaseh, afilu shel shar minimatchos, a seven-branch menorah one may not make, even if it's not made out of gold, even if it's made out of other metals. Now the Mesh Chachma writes that it could be the issue of making the Heichel and the Kelim is only if you want to use them, or you want to use them in a similar way, like a menorah to actually light with, a shulchan to put lechem on, to put bread on. That's what it sounds like from the Ritva as well, that maybe it's dafka if you can use it, but not just to make the image. That could be a big kula in a lot of situations. A lot of times people, specifically with the menorah, a lot of people apparently are unaware of this issur. The Poskim discuss Pischi Tshuva writes in Yerodea, that even if you don't make it in a straight line, it's aser. Even if it's not exactly the way they made it in the Beis HaMikdash, so even if you have, let's say, you light, a woman likes Shabbos candles and she has five children, so she likes to have seven candle leichter. So that's also aser, says Pischi Tshuva. That's Machlokes HaPoskim. Pischi Tshuva, though, quotes the many Poskim that say that such a thing is aser, to have seven candles. The Rav Yashiv is quoted in Chashukei Chemer, Rav Zilberstein quotes from his father-in-law, from Rav Eliyashiv, said, you know, the famous Kasha of the Beis Yosef, why is it that we have 8 days of Chanukah and not 7 days of Chanukah? The Nes was only for 7 days. Rav Eliyashiv says, of all the hundreds of answers that are given, the answer that always resonated with him the most is that they realized that if they were to make a 7 day Yantif, it would be Lifnei Iver, because all the Klal Yisrael would end up making seven branch menorahs, and they'll all be in violation of this Issur. So that's the answer that resonates with him more than any of the other answers to this Kasha. Okay, so Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudah, Omer, Afshel Eitzel Yasek, Kederach Sha'asa Malka Beis Chashmonoi. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're not even allowed to make a menorah out of wood, because they made a menorah out of wood, the Malka Beis Chashmonoi made a menorah out of wood. Omer lo, Misham Raya, Shvudin Shal Barzal Hayu, V'chifum Beba'at. He says, no, that was, they used these iron sticks, and they just covered it in some type of wood. Hashiru Asam Shal Kasef, but once they got a little, they made a little more money, and they had the ability to make something a little nicer, so they made a silver menorah. Chazre Ashiru Asam Shal Zav, when they got a little more money, so then they were able to make it out of gold. But they were clearly trying to upgrade. It was clearly a temporary measure. So again, Rashi writes, the reason is because the reason you're not allowed to make with Sharmini Matchas, the reason you're not allowed to make it even out of other materials, is because it's kosher b'Sharmini Matchas. It's kosher menorah. If you use, and the right is they used it. They used other types of metals. Marik writes, according to this, it's also even if you don't make it with the Gavim Kaftorim Ufrachim, meaning because it's that's not Ma'akev either. And it's kosher even if you don't make a 10 Tvachim high, because that's not Ma'akev either. None of these halachas are Ma'akev, the menorah. The only thing that's Ma'akev is that it has to have seven branches. So if you don't make it seven branches, it's going to be, that's fine. But if it makes seven branches, we out of any material, is going to be Asir. What? It's also not Ma'akev. It's also not Ma'akev. That was a very difficult thing to do. So that was also not Ma'akev. Mikshat Asa Menorah. Not Ma'akev to make it out of one piece. So the grudge just adds that even though the Rishitas Rashi is that by the Ulam and the Heichal, the Shear is Ma'akev, that's because if it's not the Shear, you wouldn't be able to tell that it's an image of the Ulam and the Heichal. But a Menorah, you know what a Menorah looks like, meaning if it looks like candelabra, so that looks like a Menorah, that would be this problem. Vishamash and Shiev Shalasos and Kamos and Mishari, wait a second, Abaye, you want a taina that whenever it's something that we're not capable of producing anyway, we're allowed to make a replica of it, like we're allowed to make a replica of the sun, the moon, the stars. Is that really true? Tanya, we have a brisa, lo sasan iti, lo sasan kudumashamashai, hamashamshan lefanai b'marom. They are not allowed to make angelic figures, things that are mashamish hakadosh baruch hu b'marom, even though we don't have the ability to make such things. So Amar Abaye, second limitation, lo asu Torah el dmus arba upanim b'hadei adadi. Maybe the Torah only asks when they make the four faces together, the demus of the four faces on the Kisei HaKavod, the four images on the Kisei HaKavod together. So El Me'ata of the Merkava, that's described in the Merkava, the Ma'aser Merkava. El Me'ata, parts of Adam L'chudei Tishtari. So if that's the case, then just to make a human image would be totally fine, because that's only one of the Dalit Partsufim. But Allah Matanya Kala Partsufos Mutar and Chutzmi parts of Adam. But it says in the Braisa that all Partsufos and Mutar, parts of Adam, is Asir. So Tosus raises the question already. All the Rishonim raise the question. Wait a second. If there is an Isser to make Dalit Partsufim, all four images, and there's a separate Isser to make parts of Adam, why do I need the Isser to make Dalit Partsufim? It's already Asir to make parts of Adam, even as soon as you make the image of a human being. You've already violated the Isser. What are we adding by then saying that there's an Isser to make Dalit Partsufim? See, the way we learned it, we're not adding, because we started with the Dalit Partsufim, then we went down and said even parts of Echad is. So why did anyone ever say Dalit Partsufim is Asir if even parts of Echad is Asir? So Tosfos Matari said if there are many Partsufim together, it's not an Isser of parts of Echad. It's only Bedalit Panim together, there's an Isser of Shamashay Shabimara, meaning parts of Adam as part of a larger image is not a problem. It's only parts of Adam individually that's a problem. But if that larger image is the Dalit Partsufim in the Merkava, then it's going to be that separate Isser of Dalit Partsufim. Second answer he has is that if you find parts of Adam already made, you're not allowed to be Mosif the Gimel Partsufim Shebemarom. That's the Isser of making the Dalit Partsufim, meaning if you didn't make the parts of Adam, you already have it, and now you want to add three more images, so that's the separate Isser. Tosfos Avodah Zarah adds a third teretz, that it's just Lav or Lav B'Shnei Lavin, in a Chinami. it's redundant. Once it's asr to make parts of Adam, it's asr to make the others as well. But lav rav b'shnei lavin makes it a more serious avera to make all four. Minchas Chinuch has a fourth approach. Minchas Chinuch, mitzvah lamates, writes based on the Rambam that tzuras Adam is only asr when it's bolate, when it protrudes. Tzuras dalet panim is asr even b'shokas, even if it's embossed, not engraved, even if it doesn't, if it's sunken in. So it would be a big nafkamina between the dalet panim that's asr even b'shokas, whereas parts of Adam is only asr if it is bolate. Now, from all of these rishonim, from this entire discussion, what seems very clear is that parts of Adam is asr even if you just make the head, even if you don't make the whole body, because otherwise that would be the simple answer. Meaning the kasha was, why do you have to tell me there's an issur of making dalet partsufim? It's already asr to make even just parts of Adam. No one answers very simply, well, parts of Adam is only asr if you make the whole human body, whereas the dalet partsufim is even just the face is part of that issur of dalet partsufim, making the four partsufim of the kisei hakavod. So it sounds from all these rishonim that even just the face of a human being is asr, a bust of a human face is asr, and that's what Tosfos writes b'mfurish in Maseches Avodah Zarah, that the tzuros that they put on parochos is not asr because it's only a chatzi partsuf. But the implication is that if we're a full partsuf, even though it's not a guf shalem, it would still be asr. The Rush disagrees though. The Rush in the third paragraph of Avodah Zarah says it's only asr when it's a golem shalem. But a tzuros harosh below guf, if it's just the head without the rest of the body, that's going to be mutter, that's not going to be asr. Generally speaking, I think we're machmir. We assume to be machmir that even just the image of a face, we try to avoid making. Okay, so bottom line is, how can you tell me that parts of Adam is mutter? You see, beferish parts of Adam is aser. Samar from the Brei Davidi, mi pirkei da Abaye Shmieli, we heard from Abaye Shiurim, lo sasan iti, lo sasan osi. Vishasham, so you're, that lo sasan osi, that you're not allowed to make even parts of Adam. Visharsham ashen mishari, vatani lo sasan iti, lo sasan kudmusha masha, emisham shon fane bimarom, kigon afanam, swaf mechais hakodesh melache hashares. But wait, does that mean you're allowed to make everything else? All the other Shemashim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why, but don't we have a brayso that tells us you're not allowed to make any of the angelic figures and the chayos srafim malachi hashareis? So Amar Abaye, third limitation. Lo asr Torah el shamashin shabamadara elyon. The Torah only asks making the shamashin that are in the upper spheres, that are in the upper heavens. Now, so Abaye had said three different limitations. One thing he said was that first he said that lo asr Torah el shamashin shabashalas is kamosan, that it's only asr to make things that we can actually make if we wanted to make the actual item. Then he said it's only asr when it's arba panim ba'adi adadi. Now he's saying it's only asr when you're making the shamashim shab. So which did Abai really say? Abai kept on changing his mind every time they challenged him. He had to come up with a new way to tighten it up. So Tosfos says no. Abai held all three of these things at the same time. They can all fit together. Tosfos writes, Hani plus mili da Abai lo hader baby kol zimna. It's not that he's changing his mind each time. De kulam emes. All three of these are emes. V'afi kamar. What he means to say is as follows. Lo asher b'shamashin shalmata el abayis tavnas seichel v'asadra tavnas ulam. When dealing with shamashin shalmata, things that appear on this earth, so then it's only asher bayis tavnas seichel, etc. Uba shamashin atachtonim asher chamul vanav kuchavim. And when you're dealing with the shamashin atachtonim, things in the lower heavens, so then you're not allowed to make the sun, the moon, and the stars. Uba madra elyon d'mustal upanim. So he was talking about three different levels of where things can be found, and he tells us these three different Isurim that exist. So, frankly, Gemara v'sheb madar atachton mishari, are things in the madar atachton really mutter to make? V'atanya asher b'shamayim l'rabos chamul levanu kochavim mazalos. That it tells us that even the sun, the moon, and the stars you're not allowed to make. Mimal l'rabos malachei asharis. Mimal tells us in addition to that you're not allowed to make malachei asharis. So, answers Gemara kitanya hi la'avdam. No, that price that tells me you're not allowed to make even the sun, the moon, and the stars means you're not allowed to make them to worship them. So, but you're allowed to make them stam to have models to show the edim. So that's why Rabbi Gamliel was okay. Frankly, Mari, il of them, afil shul shul katanami. If you're making an image to worship, it can't be anything. Forget the sun, moon, stars, it can be a little worm. It doesn't matter. You're not allowed to make it to worship it. Says Mari Nachanami, you're right. Titania, Asherba Aretz, the Rabbis Har Mugvos, Yam Naharos, Afikim Ugayos, that Asherba Aretz tells us all the earthly things you're not allowed to make to worship. Me tachas, the Rabbi Shulchan Katan, means even things that burrow underground, like a worm or something, also you're not allowed to make in order to worship. But in Okanami, that's what that whole drasha is about. That whole drasha is about making things to worship, that you're not allowed to make such things to worship. Vasir, greatest of Mishari, but to stop making it without intending to worship it is mutter. Vatanya, we have a brisa losas, nitil losas, and good mushroom, Hashem, Shamshon, Fanai, Kigon, Chamul, Vanuk, Chavim, Mazalos. Pasuk says you're not allowed to make it at all. So it sounds like you're not allowed to make it even if it's not to worship, including the sun, the moon, and the stars. So again, how is Rabbi Gamliel allowed to do this? So now finally the Gemara gets to three possible answers for what Rabbi Gamliel was thinking, why he was allowed to do this. Answer number one, Shaini Rabbi Gamliel da'acherim asfalo. Maybe Rabbi Gamliel didn't make it at all. Other people made it for him, and that's why maybe that's why it was okay. I fractosos amir la akum is also aser. Amir la akum is a shmos. Whatever you're not allowed to do, you're not allowed to have a guy do for you either. So Tos says that you have to assume that for dvar mitzvah it's mutter, and over here it was for a makom mitzvah. So they weren't gozer amir la akum. Dafka b'makom mitzvah, they weren't gozer. V'harav Yehuda d'acher maslo. But wait a second, is that okay just to have other people make it for you? Rabbi Yehuda had other people make it for him. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, Shinna, Sami, Eni, D'dein. And Shmuel still told Rabbi Yehuda, you have to knock out the eye of the image that you have, because even if other people made it for you, it's problematic. And so the Gemara, Hasam Chosama Bolet Hava, Umishum Chashada. Rabbi Yehuda's image was Chosama Bolet. It was a three-dimensional image, and there was a chashad. People are going to think that he's actually worshipping it. So that's why you're not allowed to have a three-dimensional image, let's say, of a human being without knocking out an eye, an ear, a nose, something like that, because people will assume you're actually worshipping it. That's the Chachmas Adam writes, and many of the other poskim say that the reason a child is allowed to play with a doll, you're allowed to buy a doll from a store, and you don't have to worry about it, is because the whole concern is the chashad, that if it's the type of thing that's very nice and very expensive, that's the type of thing that someone who worships such things would worship, so then it's a chashad. But if it's something that no one in the right mind would ever worship, or ever would have worshipped, so then there's no issue. So a little plastic doll that's made by a toy company is not going to be a problem, according to the large majority of poskim. So that's what the Chacham Sadim writes. Kidetanya, like the Bryce says, Tabas Chosama Bolet Asulanicha Mutalachtumba. If you have a signet ring that has a protruding image, so you're not allowed to wear it, but you're allowed to sign with it, because it's going to create an image that's not protruding. It's going to create a sunken image. Chosama Shokea, but if it has a sunken image on the ring, then Mutalanicha, you're allowed to wear it, but Vasalachtumba, you're not allowed to sign with it, because then it's going to create a protruding image. Frankly, Gemara, Micha Shina L'Chashada, are we really worried about Chashad, that people are going to think you're worshipping such things? Vahibe Knishta Deshaf V'Yasiv. But what about the Shul of Shaf V'Yasiv B'Narda, in the town of Narda? Dahavabe Andarta, where they had a statue of the king. Vavu Aili Ravu Shmuel Vavu Deshmuel V'Levi Umatsu Halsam. And there was a very impressive list of rabbis who didn't have a problem davening there. That Rav and Shmuel and Avu and Shmuel and Levi, they would all daven there. V'lo Chayshi L'Chashada, and no one was worried about anything with Chashad. And so the Gemara, Rabim Shaini. Whenever there's a group of people, large group of people, we're not worried about Chashad in large groups. Ivar Ram Gamliel Yachid Hu, but Ram Gamliel wasn't a Rabim, Ram Gamliel was a Yachid, and so the Gemara, Kivin the Nasi, Ushkichi Rabim Gabay. Yeah, he was a Yachid, but he was a Nasi. And since he was the Nasi, a lot of people were always in his house, a lot of people were always around him, and there's no Chashad when something is done in a very public way around a lot of people. Halach Lamaisin, Magen Avram writes in Ilcha Shabbos and Simon Reish Mem Dalid that there's a heter to build a Beis HaKnesses al Yidei Goy B'Kablonos on Shabbos. You hire a non-Jewish contractor to build a shul, he's allowed to work on Shabbos. Why is it us to have a contractor work on Shabbos? You're not paying him to work on Shabbos, you're paying him to get the job done in 6 months or 3 months or whatever time he has. So he chooses when to work, when not to work. That's not why is it us to have him work for you on Shabbos. The whole concern is Chashad. People are going to assume that you asked him to come on Shabbos, that you hired him on Shabbos. But when it's a rabbim, when it's a Beis HaKnesses for a whole city, so then it's no concern of Chashad. So the Magen Avraham says he's allowed to work on Shabbos. Chassam Sofer had a Shaila, a town had a terrible fire where 3/4 of the houses in the town burnt down and they all needed to rebuild. Can they have the contractors working on Shabbos? We had this Shaila with Sandy. After Sandy, all the Rabbanim had to deal with exactly this Shaila. Can you have the contractors that were making things better, that were trying to fix up the houses, can you have them work on Shabbos? Some of the Rabbanim thought that you should say like the Magen Avraham, that when it's a Rabbim, there's no Chashad. Everyone knows what happened. Everyone knows what's going on. Everyone everyone's trying to put their lives back together, and you didn't ask the guy to work on Shabbos, you just asked the guy to work, and they thought maybe it's mutter. Chassam Sofer held no, though. Chassam Sofer said Rabbim is not defined as a bunch of individuals. Rabbim is defined as something that's owned uniformly by a group of people, or something that everyone is shaykh to, but something that you just have a bunch of individuals that are in the same situation, that may not be called Rabbim. Another defense for Rabbi Gamliel says, Gemara, Iba Yisema Deprakim Hava. Another defense for Rabbi Gamliel was that his models were made up of pieces that had to be put together, so it wasn't a model that stayed that way, and therefore there's no chashad, because it typically wasn't that way. It was only put together for the benefit of the Eid and then was immediately taken apart, so no one would think anything. No one would ever see it other than the Eidim. V'ibay yisema l'islamid of it. Or others say, a third possible answer is l'islamid of it, that he made it for learning purposes, and that you're allowed to do. K'siv lo t'lamid lasos, you're not allowed to make it, avala t'lamid l'havan l'horos. But if it's l'havan l'horos, then you're allowed to do it. Big machlokas rishonim, whether only the third answer is accepted l'halacha, or even the first two explanations from Gamliel are also accepted l'halacha, but l'islamid, you have to define it a little bit, but that certainly seems to be accepted, the halacha. Okay, we'll pick up with the Mishnah tomorrow.